Today's shir is on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, Masechet Bava Metzia. We're going to start from four lines from the top. Ika demasni lahoda Rav Huna, ahoda tani Rav Yosef. Gemara in yesterday's daf was bringing down a qualification that Rav Huna put on when you're allowed to lend money to a nachri, to somebody who's not beribis, to somebody who's not Jewish, to lend money beribis to a nachri. Now the Gemara is going to give another version of what Rav Huna said, and it's really going on a completely different halacha, somewhat of a different halacha. So instead of Rav Huna saying that you could lend money kedei chayev, you could lend money to a non-Jew with the to a nachri to the extent that you need for parnasa, but not to make a living, but not more than that. Now we say that Rav Huna actually said something different, and on a different point. Ika demasi lahada Rav Huna ahada tani. So we'll start reading from four lines from the top. Ika demasi lahada Rav Huna ahada tani Rav Yosef. Some say that which Rav Huna learned was on something that Rav Yosef said, and Rav Yosef darshan de pasuk. There's a pasuk. It says, "Im kesef talve es ami, es ani imach." Ani amiv, and so this is the pasuk which tells you there's a mitzvah to lend out money. Lending out money, a person has the money. It's a mitzvah to lend out money, and it's a mitzvah es ami, es ani imach. And we're going to be darish. It says, "My nation and the ani who's with you." And we're going to be darish different halachas from this pasuk about precedence in lending money. And a lot of these halachas actually apply to halachas of tzedakah also. People have limited funds for tzedakah. Everybody has limited funds probably for tzedakah, but who should come first and who takes precedence? So ami v'nachri, if it's my nation or a nachri, ami koidim. So a member of Klal Yisrael comes before a nachri. Ani v'ashir, ani kaidim. If an ani wants a loan, or a poor person, or an usher, a rich person wants a loan, first it's a mitzvah to give to the ani. Even though the usher may have a legitimate reason why he needs the tzedakah, needs it for, has a cash flow problem, but nevertheless, an ani still comes first. Ani yecha v'ani yeircha. If it's a choice between aniyim of your city, aniyecha meaning aniyim that are related to you, or aniyircha, aniyim of your city. So aniyecha kaidvin, meaning your aniyim, even if they live, poor people, even if they live far away, but if they're related to you, so there's a mitzvah to lend them before there's a mitzvah to lend people of your city. There's a mitzvah to help those who are close to you first. And then the next thing talks about geographically. Aniya Ircha v'aniya Ir Acheres. If it's a choice between aniyim of your city and the aniyim of a different city, aniya Ircha kaidim, the aniyim of your city come first. So that fits back into the pasuk, ami meaning first my nation, then first ani, and the ani who's imach. First it's imach meaning first the one who is related to me, as opposed to somebody who's not related. Amar Mar. So we go further on this. Ami v'nochri ami kaidim. So it says ami kaidim. So the Gemara says pshito. L'chayra, it would seem we shouldn't need a pasuk for that. That should be something we should know already. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar li Huna. Huna said to me, and this is what we're saying now, this is what Rav Huna said, lo nitzricha. It means to tell you, da'afilu anochri berivis hu l'Yisrael b'chinim. Even though, let's say, a person only has a limited amount of funds to lend out, and if he lends it out to a nachri, so he's allowed to take rivets, he's allowed to take interest, because, as we said, that not taking of interest is only a special consideration you have to give to another member of Klal Yisrael, but not to a nachri. So you can lend out to the nachri berivis Yisrael b'chinam. Given that choice, it's still a mitzvah. The pasuk is telling you, better to lend out to the Yisrael b'chinam. That's what he has to do. Unless, of course, perhaps his parnosa comes from money lending, that may be a different story. Okay, so even though you're not going to make the money from interest, there's still a mitzvah to lend out to the Yisrael first. Tanya Amar Rav Yosi. We'll go on. Tanya, the Bryce, we learned in a Bryce of Yesu said, Barbara, kamis smios inayim shal malvi berivis. See what the blindness of malavi berivis, those who lend money berivis. Adam kair lechaver a Russia. If a person calls his friend a Russia, yared imo lechayiv. He says he's allowed to be yared imo lechayiv. He says, Vehem, but it says they, those who lend money berivis, mevi and edim, they bring witnesses, velavler, means they bring a cipher, a kulmus, and they bring the pen, the dio, they have the ink, the kaisman, and they sign and they seal it. Pliny Zekofer Belokei Yisrael. And it's basically, it's a statement. Gemara's Brisa, Rav Yossi saying it's a statement of fira, of denying Kadosh Baruch Hu, denying the God of Yisrael. So just going back on the statement, Odom Kari Lechaveh Russia. So Rashi says, Yared Ibn Lechayiv, it means a person calls another person a wicked person. Calling somebody a wicked person, it's a very severe thing to do. And the other person is allowed to respond to a certain extent. The question of how far he's allowed to respond seems to be a machlekes among the Mefarshim, even going back to the time of the Gaon, and Rashi brings that what he can do is he can fight with him. He can scream at him as if he hit him or as if he came to kill him. Calling somebody a Russia, a wicked person, is a terrible thing. And Rashi said he even heard that there was a Messiah that you could even go further than that. You could try to drive him out. You could try to take away his business or to take away money from him. Rashi says he finds that hard to understand, that you should be able, that the Chachamim, that we should be permitted to do something just be like that, to the extent of taking away his way of making a living just because he called him a Russia. And Tosfos brings down from a Tshuvas Ga'anim, Shem Reb Tzadik Ga'anim, that he says he's even allowed to burn a third of his crop. But he says, again, Tosfos also doesn't understand that. He finds that to be an amazing thing to say. So Rashi comes out saying that all he could really do is he could fight with him. He could yell at him. It's not wrong. In other words, that's something that's permitted because of the fact that he did this terrible thing of calling him a Russia. Okay, let's go on. Tanya Rishim and Elazar Eimer, Kol Mi Sheish Lamos Umavo Isam Shaloi Berivis. Anybody who has money and lends them without Rivis, Olav HaKosav Eimer, on him the Pusik says, Kaspel Anosin B'Neshech, V'Sheichet Al-Naki Lo Sikach, Oise Eile Lo Yimot Li Oilem. So somebody didn't give his money in Rivis, and he didn't take a bribe. So whoever does this, lo yimot li oilem, halamadata. So we learn, shekol hamalva berivis. Anybody who lends money berivis, nechasim is smitetin. His nechasim go down. So just before we go on, the Marsha here has a question as to exactly why is this called lending money berivis? Why is this called Kafir Belokei Yisrael, meaning he's actually let himself be called a Russian public. That's what we said. Why is it called that? And also, what's Rav Shimon ben Elazar saying that this? What's he telling us that we don't already see in this pasuk? He brings down a pasuk in Tehillim that says if somebody doesn't lend money with rivis and somebody doesn't take bribes, he says lo yimut li yailam. But what exactly is he telling us from the pasuk that we don't already know? And what is this inyan of Kafir Belokei Yisrael? So the Marsha says that what's really going on over here is that Rav Yossi is going back on what we said before, that if you have a choice to lend money, berivis to a Nachri, or to lend money to Yisrael Bechinam, he says this, so there's the precedence, is he supposed to lend money to the Yisrael Bechinam? And he says, what a person is kafir belokei Yisrael is that sometimes what a person wants to do to get out of his obligation, he might say, you know, that's not really my money. That's money that belongs to the Akum. And that's why I'm lending it berivis to another goy and not to the Yisrael. I'm lending it to the Nachri berivis because it's money that I have to give back berivis. And that's really not true. So he makes himself, so Nurzin, so to speak, he makes himself like an Akum, like somebody who's not a member of Klal Yisrael. And that's what we mean. He's kafir belokei Yisrael. And he says, and also that fits in with the pasuk. The pasuk says, if you read the pasuk in Tehillim, it seems to be saying it's something you didn't do. You're not supposed to lend money berivis. You're supposed to. But the pasuk says, "Oise Eila." If somebody does not lend money berivis or he doesn't take bribes, what does it mean exactly? he does that. We're talking about something that he's not supposed to do. What are we talking about? What is he doing? It says somebody who does this, it should just say somebody who doesn't do this. So actually, that's the pasuk is telling you that instead of lending money berivis to a nachrib, he does the proper thing. And he lends money to Yisroel b'chinam. He does lend money, but he doesn't lend money berivis to an akum because he's following the mitzvah of his, as of lending money to Yisroel b'chinam. By the way, there are some, the Meire learns from here, even though I don't know if everybody agrees with this, but the Meire learns from here that even though it's true that Yisroel has kedima to a nachri, in other words, it's better to lend to Yisroel b'chinam, meaning without rivets, without interest, rather than to a nachri with interest, but there's still a mitzvah, given funds available, or if there's no Yisroel that needs it, it would be a mitzvah to lend money to a nachri, to a non-Jew as well. Okay, let's go on. V'hokai chazinan. The Gemara says, shekol ha-malva berivis nechassim esmaititin. Anybody who lends money berivis, the nechassim, are mismaititin, meaning they go down, they go away. The Gemara says, "Well, kazina de lo masri ribis kasmaitin." People lose their money even when they don't lend money beribis. People lose their money. So why are we saying it's only somebody who? Why are we saying it's only somebody who lends money beribis? Right. So the question is, what is this? He says maybe the reason is because they don't keep everything in the pasuk, but maybe they lend money in, they don't lend money in rivis, or they lend money to Yisroel b'chinam, but they take bribes. Maybe that's the reason. So what's the Gemara's question? How do we know, in other words, even if we know about this person, that he doesn't lend money b'rivis, but perhaps he does the other things? So he says the Gemara is asking, Tysus gives two answers. Either the Gemara is asking that we see that even tzaddikim gemurim lose their money, or we're asking, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's actually a machlokas, how to understand the pasuk in the Gemara in Makos, and Rabbi Kiva holds that even others, some learn that it means you have to keep both things in the pasuk in order that lo yimot liolam. But Rabbi Kiva learns that even only one thing, if you keep, that's enough to say that your nechassav won't go down. So Rabbi Elazar, halalum is spontan v'yolam, halalum is spontan v'eino eilam. That goes down and comes back. For somebody, in other words, it's true, it could happen to anybody, we're saying. But there's a difference as to whether it comes back again. But somebody who doesn't lend money berivis, or somebody who's a tzaddik gomer, doesn't come back. Now the Gemara just brings down a pasuk on a related drusha. This is a pasuk from Chavakuk. Lama sabad boigdim tacharish kavala rasha tzaddik mimenu. So this is talking, the Navi is being Mekainen, Chavakuk, the Navi, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Nebuchadnezzar capture Yisrael and to destroy. He says, even though Klal Yisrael maybe wasn't tzaddikim gemurim, they weren't perfect, but they certainly were better than Nebuchadnezzar. So why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Bogdim, meaning people who aren't proper people, comes from the word Bagadnu, like we have by Vidui. Tachrush Kivola, he keeps quiet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees the Russia swallowing up somebody who's better than him. So Rav Huna, Tzadik Mimenu Boileya. So we want to say a Tzadik, even a person who's good, but if he could be destroyed by somebody who's not as good as him. But a Tzadik Gomer, Enu Boileya, he will not be swallowed up, and even if he goes down, he can come back. But somebody who's not a Tzadik Gomer, it could happen that he suffers reversals, or he could be swallowed up by somebody who's not as good as him, and it doesn't necessarily come back. The Gemara goes on. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Ger Tzedek Omer l'inyan mechira, v'ger Toshav Omer l'inyan ribis, ein yodei amahu. The Ger Tzedek that it said l'inyan mechira, we're talking over here as far as selling, this person selling himself as an eved, it mentions a Ger Tzedek, and it mentions a ger toshev as far as rivis goes. Eini yodea mahu. I don't know. I don't understand that. And we'll see what Rebbe's question is. Ger tzedek omer linyan mechira. The chsiv, there's a pasuk says, v'chiyamach achicha imach. If you'll have a person who will go down in his value and will have to sell, one of the ways a person who becomes destitute could deal with it is he has to sell himself to somebody else as an eved. V'nimkar lecha. And he'll have to be sold let's say to his brother, to another member of Klal Yisrael. But then the Gemara says, v'loy l'chol, things could get even worse. It could go el l'ger, he could have to sell himself to a convert. Shnemer l'ger, v'lo l'ger tzedek, and not only to a ger tzedek, el l'ger tayshev, but even to somebody who's not a member of Klal Yisrael, he's a ger tayshev, he's somebody who could eat non-kosher, doesn't have to keep Shabbos, but he's obligated himself to keep the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So he's a Nachri who's living on, he's a higher level of Nachri, Shnemer L'Ger Teishev. And then the Pasuk goes on and says, Mishpachas Ger Zeha Nachri. You could even come to sell yourself to a non-Jew, even a non-Jew who worships Avodah Zarah, doesn't keep the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. And kishoymer el eikers anim kolavodes kochav matzma. And things could get even worse than that. And a person could have to sell himself to the Avodah Zarah, to be a wood chopper and to draw water. So this, Rashi says, this is really the reish of this, the beginning of this b'rais, as a Gemara in Erechin. It's talking about somebody who does business with the payers of the seventh year of Shvius in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not supposed to do business with them. They're supposed to be hefker. You can't deal with them like you deal with them any other year. And this is talking about the onish, the punishment that comes to somebody who does that. He does business with Peirush Shvias. Eventually, he'll come to these levels that he'll have to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. And if he doesn't do tshuva, he could even come to the point of selling himself to be not to serve the Avodah Zarah itself, because that would be usher, that's Yarag Val Yavar, a person's rather supposed to let himself be killed, but to be a wood chopper in the place of the Avodah Zarah, take care of other things that don't have to do directly with the service of the Avodah Zarah. Not a pleasant thing. But that's what a person... So, Amar, now we go back to what Rebbe's question was. V'lo l'chela l'ger, shnemer l'ger, it says in the Pasuk l'ger, and we understand since it says l'ger in the Pasuk, and it also says the word toshev, so ger refers to a ger tzedek, not only to a ger toshev, because otherwise it could have just said the word Toshev. That's how the Marshal explains it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lememra, well, El Ager Shnemra Lager. Lememra de Ger Kani Evet Ivri. So it seems to be from here that a Ger can be Kani an Evet Ivri. A Ger has the ability to buy an Evet Ivri, to own a Jewish slave, or a mini. Ain't a Ger Nikna Evet Ivri. We have a Brisa that says a Ger cannot be koinan, cannot be, ein ager nikna be'evet ivri, a ger cannot become an evet ivri. Another Jewish person cannot own a convert as an evet ivri. Ve'ein isha ve'ger koinan evet ivri. And an isha and a ger can also cannot buy an evet ivri. A ger can't become an evet ivri, and he also can't buy an evet ivri. Ger lo nikna be'evet ivri. We know a ger can't be an evet ivri because the pasuk says, v'shavol mishpachto, be'ina. The Pasuk talks about that when an Eved Ivri goes out, he goes back to his mishpacha, v'haleka, but a ger, since we know a ger who converts is like a katan shenolad, so he comes in as if he has no family, and since he comes in as if he has no family, so he has no mishpacha, no family to go back to. So therefore, since that's the Pasuk talking about Eved Ivri, he's excluded from that. Ve'in isha v'ger kain an Eved Ivri, and an isha and a ger, I don't can't acquire an Eved Ivri. Isha l'avayrachara. An Isha, it's not derech eretz. She should be owning an Eved Ivri because she's going to be miyachid with him. She's going to have yichud and seclusion with him. Could lead to improprieties, to something improper. Okay. Ger nami gemire. A ger also, we have a mesaira. The miknekani, the one who could be acquired as an Eved Ivri could own an Eved Ivri. But the loy mikni, the one who can't be acquired as an Eved Ivri, loy kani, he can't own an Eved Ivri. So we're saying a ger cannot own an Eved Ivri. So how could it be that the person who did business with Peri Shvias ends up selling himself to a ger tzedek? A ger tzedek can't own, he can't be an Eved Ivri, he can't own an Eved Ivri. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so Rebbe didn't understand this, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes with a teretz, and he says, Einu kaina v'dino k'yistral. He can't acquire an Eved Ivri such, so to speak, that it should have the halacha as if he's a Yisrael. But Avol Kaina V'dino K'Nachri. He could own an Eved Ivri, but the halachas will be like a Nachri owning an Ivri, like a Nachri owning a Jewish person as an Eved. The Tanya, Hanirtza, We learned in a braisa, a hanirtza. That's an eved ivri who wants to stay longer than 6 years, so they do the thing in his ear. Vanimka lenachri. Right, he gets ritzia ba'ozen in his ear. Vanimka lenachri. And the one who sold is a nachri. Who sold to a non-Jew. Ein oivid lo yisaben v'lo yisabas. He doesn't pass by Yerusha. Whereas an Eved Ivri, who's an Eved Ivri Yisrael, does pass by Yerusha, actually not to the Bas, if there's only daughters, but he does pass to the Ben. So we're saying that an Eved Ivri, a Ger, could be an Eved Ivri. That's what Rav Nachum Rayitzchak holds. He holds that a Ger could be. In other words, he holds of a chilik that Rebbe maybe, of a differential that Rebbe didn't hold of. That in other words, that he can't be, in other words, he can't be an Eved Ivri, that everybody agrees, but he can be kind of Eved Ivri, but it will have more limited rules. It won't have the same rules. And Rebbe's kasha was it shouldn't be able to have, and he shouldn't be able to be an Eved Ivri on any level. All right, but it's saying that's how Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak answers the kasha. Omer Mar, now we go to the next part of what Rebbe said. Vein Isha Veger, no, first we go back to something that we just said, in this price, it says, Ein Isha Veger kain an Eved Ivri, name it like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It says, an Isha and a Ger can't own an Eved Ivri, so it seems that it's not going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya, we learned in a price, Isha kain es hashvachas veinu kain es avadim. The first opinion says an Isha can own a maidservant, but she can't own a male Eved. Rav Shimon Gamliel, oimaraf kain es avadim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that she could even be kain avadim. So it seems to be that the price which said that an Isha, the brisa we just read seems to be not going like according to Rav Shimon Gamliel because it says an Isha cannot own an Eved Ivri. So, afilu seima Rav Shimon Gamliel. Well, kasha, kan be'ev Ivri, kan be'ev Kanani. We're talking over here, in other words, an Isha cannot own an Eved Ivri, but an Eved Kanani, that's what we're talking about. Can she own an Eved Kanani? Tanakama says she can't, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says she can own an Eved Kanani. People say Rav Shimon Gamliel, let's just read it, but kasha, it's not a kasha between the one brisa and the other brisa. Kan be Eved Ivri, kan be Eved Kanani. Gemara says, Eved Ivri, so what's the reason for the difference? Because Eved Ivri tsnile. An Eved Ivri, if he does something improper with her, he's going to be tsnua about it. He knows how to hide it. So she will not be so afraid of doing something improper with him. And that's why it's not proper that she should own an Eved Ivri. But Eved Kanani, paritzla. And Eved Kanani, on the other hand, she would be afraid because she's afraid it's going to come out. He'll tell people he had a relationship with a Jewish woman who was his master. And therefore, that's why an Eved Kanani she could own because we don't have to be concerned. We have a braisa that Rav Yosef said that an almana, meaning a woman who's a single woman, should not raise a dog, and she should also not have a bar be rav, like a yeshiva bacher, yeshiva student, live in her dwelling. Now, what does it mean, live in her dwelling? It doesn't seem to mean the regular halachas of yichud, because everybody's asur in yichud. So what is it coming to tell us? So, say the Rambam says it means they shouldn't live in one bekvias, in one courtyard. That's the problem. Or they shouldn't stay in the same inn, even if it's not really technically yichud, maybe, because other people are coming, but it's not a good idea. So, Gemara says, Bishlam barbe rav snuale. We understand why a barbe rav would be a problem being close to an isha on a regular basis, because if there's something improper going on between them, it can be hidden. So she's not going to be so careful. Ela kalba, but a dog, even the misrach above mirsisa. But if she's going to have relations, we're over here, you see how far we're going. We're concerned even that maybe she's going to have relations with a kelev, with a dog. But she'll be afraid because the dog will have a certain way of following her that people will know about it. So why is it not allowed? In other words, it should be allowed based on the logic that we just said because she would be afraid. Omri, no, people aren't going to know. Even the kashadile umsa, misrach basrei, omri inish mishum umsa, the shadile. Who the mistrich? Even if when you throw it, in other words, if she had relations with a dog, the dog would follow her around. But there's also another way to say maybe she's not so afraid to be improper with a dog, because there could be other explanations, and people won't necessarily accuse her of anything. So it's the same problem. She's not so afraid of being discovered, because she'll say, because people say, even the kishad yali umsa misrach basrei, when you throw a dog meat, it goes after you. They won't necessarily assume that it was because of something improper, that they had a maisa bia or something like that, but they'll say it's because she throws her meat. So that's why we can't let her live with a dog. Now Rashi holds that the chashash, the concern over here, is that even that she may come to have relations with a dog. Tysus doesn't agree with this. He said Klal Yisrael is not chashed on such a thing, not chashed on mishkav zacher, homosexuality, or on having, or bestiality, having with a behemoth. But still, lazus v'sayim, such a carefulness a person has to have to not even give an opening for people to say anything. Okay. Six lines from the bottom. We're continuing. Ger Taishav Amr Linyan Rivas Mahi. Now, Rebbe said he had another kasha. Had another question from Ger Taishav that it said by Rivas. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'chiyamach achicha, umati iado imach. This is talking about somebody who doesn't have money, and he's needs to come to you, V'chsaktavai, and you strengthen ger v'toishev v'chayimach al tikach mito neshech v'tarbis. So a ger and a toishev should live together with you, and you shouldn't take neshech and tarbis interest. V'yereisav elokecha v'chei achicha imach. And the pasuk says, v'yereisav elokecha, this is the second pasuk actually, pasuk in Vayikra, and it says v'chei achicha imach. It says ger v'toishev in the pasuk. It's talking about rivas, so it seems to be saying that interest is not allowed even for a ger toishev, who's not considered to be Jewish. He's a non-Jew who keeps the seven mitzvahs b'nei nayach. He doesn't do avodah zarah like many other nachrim, but he eats nevelus. Doesn't have to keep kosher. We had the brisa before. That it says you can lend from them, and you can borrow from them and lend to them a rivus. V'chein b'ger toishev, and a ger toishev is the same thing, just like a non-Jew, just like a regular nachri. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mikseiv al tikach mi itam. Doesn't say in the, so this was Rebbe's kasha. So he says, does it say al tikach mi itam? It says mi ito ksiv. It says you shouldn't take from ito, meaning it's not when it talks about neshek v'tarbis, it's not going on by interest. It's not going by everything mentioned in the pasuk. It doesn't apply to the ger toishev. Obviously, it applies to a ger, because a ger tzedek is a convert, is a full-fledged Jew, but it doesn't apply to the ger toishev. So a ger toishev, right, it says, I'll keep me itoksiv, me yisrael, only from yisrael. But the chay achicha imach, the chay imach is going even on a ger toishev. There's a mitzvah to help him out, help him with parnasa, help him with, if he needs help, or to save him. Okay. Last line on Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Al tikach miito neshech v'tarbis. It says you shouldn't take neshech v'tarbis, avalata nasalo ariv. But he says you can be a cosigner, a guarantor on a loan. The Gemara says, and now we're on the top of Ayin Aleph Amad Beis at the top, Ariv Laman, who are we talking about being an Ariv to? Ilem al Ariv Yisrael, if we're talking about where the Malve, the lender, was a Yisrael, and he's being a cosigner to on Malve and a Yisrael, and a Lova is a Yisrael, a borrower and a lender from Yisrael, but Tano Elu Ivan Belay Sasi. You can't say because he's a cosigner, or what we call a guarantor on the loan, he's exempt from the iser. Vatanale elu over malay sase. The following are over the lay sase of losa simon. To make up an arrangement where there's going to be a rivis payment, an interest payment, even if the interest payment hasn't been made yet, is even usser. So hamalva valeve, the malvin the leve, the lender, the borrower, the leve, haarev, the guarantor of aid, and the witnesses. It can't mean what it means when it says he can become an arev. So the Gemara says, El Nakri. Must be talking about where he's becoming an arev to the Nakri. Meaning, the Nakri was the lender, and he is the guarantor on the loan that the Nakri, a Nakri made a loan to Yisrael, and another Yisrael is guaranteeing the loan. And we're saying that that's okay, even though Presumably the loan is beribis, because most loans that Nachum would make would be beribis, whether you're lending from them or they're lending to you. So we're saying that that's what it means. He can be an arev for that loan. That loan for interest is not a problem. But now the Gemara says, but it is a problem. Even the dinah d'nochi d'yazal basar harva, iu niu d'koshakul minei revisa, since the halacha of a nochri is that you go to the arev first, the way the halachas of the nochrim worked, at least at the time that the Gemara is talking about, was that you went to the arev first, iu niu d'koshakul minei revisa. So we look at it as if the Nachri is lending money to the Arev, and the Arev is doing a separate loan to the other Yisrael. So it's like the Yisrael is paying interest. It's paying interest, really, to the Arev. He's going to end up taking, in other words, if he goes and collects, it's like he's taking interest on the separate loan to the that he loaned him in collection of what he paid to the Nachri. So Rav Sheshis says, Shekibel of Ladun Bedina Yisrael. The arrangement was that they're going to follow halachas of Klal Yisrael. And in halachas of Yisrael, so you cannot go to the Arev first. You can only go to the Arev if the Lovit, the lender, doesn't have the money. But otherwise you can't. Now just, by the way, there are three different types of Arev that we have. We have what's called an Arev Stam, that he can't, first you have to go to the lender, to the Leva, and if he can't pay, and it's impossible, then you can go to the Arev. Then there's an Arev who's the other extreme, what they call an Arev Shlufdutz, means he pushes the Leva out of the picture completely, and he's the one that you go to. And then we have an Arev Kablan, where the Malva, where the arrangement is, the Malva can go to whichever one he wants. So there is a Machlekes Rishonim when we're saying that there's a Halachas of Arev with a non-Jew, with a Nachrim, it works differently than Yisrael. Are we talking about the Arev Shluf Dutz, the one where they can, only that type of Arev we're talking about, that's when it's considered that he loaned money to the other Yisrael Berivis? Or we're talking even about an Arev Kablan, where the Malvit doesn't have to go to the, in other words, the laws of the Nachrim doesn't mean that he has to go to the Arev first, but he could go to the Arev first. So many Rishonim learn even that, with an Arev in the middle between a Nachri and the Yisrael lender, that would be problematic, because that would be like the Arev is lending money to the Yisrael, and then the Yisrael is paying back Berivis to the Arev. It's like a separate loan. It's not like he's paying back the loan of the Nachri. But the Rashba learns that, no, that type of an Arev Kablan, where he could go to either one, that wouldn't be considered like he's lending to that one. But we're talking about an Arev Shluftus. All right, so that's a Machlegis. But in this case, Rav Sheshit says we're talking about where they were Makabal to Don Bedina Yisrael. See, Kibal of the Don Bedina Yisrael, if it's Amir Lishkol. If they were Makabal to do it Bedina Yisrael, so then he shouldn't even take interest. He shouldn't take interest at all, because we don't take interest. Rav Sheshit, Shekibal of Lezu, below Kibal of Lezu. Rav Sheshit says it's talking about where he was mekabel to follow the Dina Yisrael as far as who we go for the Arev to, but as far as the interest goes, he's following Dina Yakum, halachas of non-Jews, that you could collect interest. Okay, now we start going back to the Mishnah on Ayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah said a line, which at that time, it says that was going to be explained later in the Gemara. And the Mishnah said, Malvi Yisrael Ma'isav Shal Akum, Midas Akum Avlo Midas Yisrael. A Yisrael can lend money that belongs to a Nachri, non-Jew, with the consent of the Nachri, Avlo Midas Yisrael, without the consent of the Yisrael. What exactly does this mean? Tana Rabbanan, we're going to bring a brisa that brings a similar halacha. Malvi Yisrael Ma'isav Shal Nachri Midas HaNachri, Avlo Midas Yisrael. A Yisrael can lend money of a Nachri with the consent of the Nachri, Avaloi midas Yisrael. So what does this mean? Kate said, Yisrael shalova mois when anachri berivis. Let's say you have the following case. Yisrael borrowed money from a non-Jew, from a nachri, with interest. Ubikish lachzirim lo. And he's going to go back and pay him back. Matz Yisrael acher. He finds another Yisrael. Biyamerloi. And he says to this other Yisrael, in other words, and the other Yisrael says to him, Tnomli, could you give me that money? That money that you're going to pay back to the Nachri, give it to me. Vani, and now, of course, he has an interest payment that he has to make to the non-Jew. Vani alocha kederech shata malalo. And I'll pay to you that interest payment like you're going to pay to him. Meaning, I'll pay you back the interest that you're going to pay back to him, and that's usher. And by the way, Tosfos says that it's not only usher if he pays the Yisrael back. And then you'd look at it for sure, like, in other words, it's a separate loan. The Yisrael had a loan to a Nochri Beribis. Now that money belongs to him, and that's in his possession, and he's lending it to another Yisrael. So that, and if he's paying him back interest, that's for sure looked at as a loan by interest. But he says, not only when he pays back the Yisrael, but even if, let's say, the arrangement was that he's going to pay back the Nochri, the arrangement is that he's going to pay the Nochri back, even so, that would still be problematic. Even to pay back the Nochri, because, in other words, what he's really doing is, and Tosfos compares it to a Gemara in Kedushin, a woman is mekudeshes if the husband gives her over something. But you could also have Kedushin where she says, instead of giving me the money of Kedushin or whatever the value of Kedushin worth of pruta, give it to somebody else. And she could be mekudeshes from somebody called Midin Arev. Meaning, even though there's no money changing hands between the husband and the wife, but if she's following her directive, it's like he gave it to her. So the same thing over here. You could have a loan from a Yisrael to another Yisrael, and the arrangement is that he has to pay back the Nochri. So even though he's paying back the Nochri, the Rivis, it's like he's paying the Yisrael, and therefore it's usher. And there was a question, I believe, that was discussed years ago. If somebody gets a mortgage for somebody else, and then he tells him, I got you the mortgage, but you pay the bank. That's a problem, because that's like this Gemara. He's paying back the Yisrael's loan. He's paying the Nochri, but he's paying back the Yisrael's loan. But then it goes on to say, V'amidu eis l'hanochri, the Brisa says, but if they went to the Nochri, then it's mutter. So here it seems to see the reason why it's mutter is because then the Nochri made him a shliach. He's acting as a shliach of the Nochri. In other words, the Yisrael, he went back to the Nochri, said, I have your money, and I want to lend it now. This Yisrael wants me to lend that money to him, and that's the funds I have available. And if the Nochri says he can do it, so then it becomes like the money is now the... It's like he acted b'shlichus of the Nochri on his money to give it back. And therefore it's permitted. Let's say we have a case another way around. The Nochri was the one, was the borrower, and he borrowed, and the Yisrael was the lender. And there was interest, which is also permitted. Yisrael is allowed to charge rivis to the Nochri, as we said. And now he wants to give the money back to the Yisrael. Matz Yisrael Acher, another Yisrael comes, give it to me, and I'll pay you, like what you would have paid him. In other words, I'll assume, I'll pay you back that same money of rivis, so that's mutter. And over here, actually, right, it's mutter. It's mutter for him to pay the Nochri this way. It's mutter for him to pay the Nochri this way. The Amidu Esi Yisrael Usher. But if he puts it, he goes back to the Yisrael, so then it would be Usher. Then it would be a problem. If he goes back to the Yisrael, it's a problem because then the Yisrael is... the Yisrael is, so to speak, making him a shliach. The Nochri, a shliach, to lend the money out to the other Yisrael. So that's also because of rivis. Okay. So the Gemara goes on. So Bishleim is safer. The Gemara has a question on this. Bishleim is safer l'chumra. We understand why. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Gemara assumes that there's no such thing as, there should not be any shlichus to a Nochri. A Nochri should not have the ability to have shlichus. So, we understand the Seifa. So even though there really is no shlichus to a Nochri, and a Nochri cannot really act as a shliach of Yisrael, but l'chumra, we assert it. It looks like he's a shliach of the Yisrael. So therefore, if they went back to, in the case where the Nochri borrowed money from the Yisrael, and now he wants to lend money to another Yisrael, which would be permitted because it's like a separate loan, but if they went back to the Yisrael, so still we should consider it a separate loan because the Yisrael can't make a Nochri a shliach anyway. It's like the Nochri is making the loan of his own free volition, yet it's usher because it has a So that we could understand. El Resha, Kivanei Shlichas Anachri, Yiwan Yudikas Shakal Mine Revisa. But in the Resha, since there's no Shlichas to Anachri, so since Anachri cannot make a Shliach, since the Nachri cannot make a Shliach, so he's the one who's taking Rivas. So even, in other words, so why does going back to the Nachri help over here? The fact of the matter is, the one Yisrael is handing it over to the other Yisrael. And that's the way Rashi learns. He's handing it over to the other Yisrael, and there's no such thing as shlichos to a Nachri, so how could it be permitted? So Amar Rav Huna, Varmanoyach, Mishmeder Ravacha, Bereder Ravika, Hachamayaskinen, Kagon the Yomer Lehinicham Agave Karkavi Potter. We're talking about a situation where, in actuality, he didn't give it, it wasn't like the Nachri was directing, it wasn't like he was making him a shliach. And therefore, and there's no shlichus to a Nachri, so therefore that shouldn't help. It's like the one Yisrael is giving the other Yisrael a loan beribis, but rather he told him, put it on the karka, put it on the ground, be putter, and you'll be putter from the loan. Meaning, it's like you're no longer obligated to me. So then, if the other Yisrael picks it up, it's like he's picking it up from the Nachri. So the loan of Rivis is then to the Nachri. And in that case, even if the Nachri tells him to pay back the Jew, the Yisrael would be permitted because it's really a loan that's going to the Nachri. Okay, Yachi Maila Meimrim. The Gemara says if so, then what's the Chiddush? Of course that's allowed. Why do we need it? We wouldn't need a Brisa to tell me that. Elamar of Papu Gulun Shanatul V'Nosan B'Yad. We're talking about where it was Natul V'Nosan B'Yad, where it was given over. It wasn't just put on the ground, but it was given over. It was handed from one to the other. Which it would seem to be, that's even a less of a chiddush. So the Gemara says, Yachi Elamar Kagon Shanatul V'Nosan B'Yad. He put it, and the Nachri took it, and that's why we're not using Shlichus at all over here. We're not really using Shlichus. He handed it over to the other one. Vikati Maila Meimer, the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? We still don't understand if he handed it over to him, so certainly when the Nachri hands it over to the Yisrael, that's like a new loan, so certainly it could be Brivis. He says, Ma'od the same Nachri Gufi ki Ovid Adait the Yisrael Kogomer. Yov, you might think that the Nachri, we look at Rashi over here, he says, Adait the day the Yisrael, Rashi says, Shari hu avio etzlev avi Nachri shluchai. He says he brought it to him, and the Nachri is like his shliach. And we would say that even though it would seem that the Nachri is not his shliach, but maybe it looks like the Nachri is his shliach, and it should at least be usher midrabbanan. Others want to say that the havamina here would be miusher midraisa, because it would seem is that he still has a responsibility. He still has a responsibility to the Nachri at this point. We might think that the Nachri didn't take off his responsibility, and therefore it's like a separate loan to the second Yisrael. And since it's like a separate loan to the second Yisrael, therefore it would be not allowed to charge interest, and that would be the Havamina. So Kamash Malon, that we don't say that. If he hands it to the Nachri, it's understood that the first loan is finished, and if the first loan is finished, that means that it's like the Nachri now is lending money to him, and that's why Hamidu Eitzel Nachri, meaning not that the Nachri just directed it, because there's no shlichus to a Nachri, but that would mean that the first loan is finished, and therefore it's like he's giving him a new loan. Now, we said before that the Seifa is really only Lechumra, meaning the Seifa is only, the fact that the Seifa should be Usher is really only a Chumra, that we're being machmer to say that the Nachri could become a shliach. And we're saying that's why if Hemidu Eitz Yisrael Osir, in a case where the Nachri was the one who borrowed the money, and the Nachri is giving it to the second Yisrael, so we said, but if the Nachri, if there's a way to look at it like the Nachri is acting as a shliach, even though a Nachri can't really be a shliach, but we still want to Osir it. So there's a question in the Mefarshim of whether or not we're sticking with that point, because now that we said it's Natal v'nasim b'yad, you can say that case is also talking about Natal v'nasim b'yad. Himidu eitzi Yisrael, usher doesn't mean where the Yisrael made him a shliach. Maybe where he made him a shliach, that's meaningless. And therefore it would not be usher. It's like the Nachri is acting on his own. But it's only where it's Natal v'nasim b'yad, where he gave it to the hand of the Yisrael, so the Nachri excused his obligation, and now he's giving it to another Yisrael. And so therefore, that's why that would be considered to be usher. Okay. Ravashi Omer, Ravashi wants to give another teretz to this whole kasha. And he says, it's not like you think. Maybe the only time you don't say there's shlichus to a nachri is when you're talking about truma. But in every other part of the Torah, there is shlichus to a nachri. The Gemara says, v'hadar Ravashi berusahi or bedusahi. It's definitely a mistake what Ravashi's saying. Maishna truma deloy dechsiv atem gam atem. We learn out from truma atem gam atem, meaning that you can also have a shliach, right? When you have to take off truma, so you have to be the owner of the produce has to take it off. But we learn out from the pasuk of gam atem also you, that kain terimu gam atem, the pasuk says that you can appoint somebody else to be your shliach, to be your agent. So ma atem b'nei bris. We said just like you have to be b'nei bris. Av shluchim b'nei nami b'nei bris. He says, shlichus echol ha-Torah kula, nami mitruma garminla. The only reason we know shlichus is from truma. So by truma, there's a halacha that it has to be that the nachri, you can't have a nachri to become a shliach, or make the shliach. So that would apply by everything else. Elad Ravashi Barusihi, Ikiri Amri. There are those who say that Ravashi actually said it differently. Amar Ravashi gave a different type of a teretz, a different type of an answer. Ki amin ein shlichus l'nachri. When we say ein shlichus l'nachri, hani milu inhu l'didon. That's only talking about us becoming inhu, they becoming shlichim for us, meaning a nachri cannot function as a shliach. A nachri cannot function as a shliach. But avanan ledihu, but for them to appoint us a shliach, havin alu shliach, we could be a shliach. In other words, and that would answer up the first case of the Braisa. When a Yisrael borrows money from a nachri, and he wants to lend it now to another Yisrael. So if he sees Midu Eitzel Nachri, and the Nachri makes him a Shliach, a Nachri could make a Shliach. He can't be a Shliach. And in the second case, it's only Aser L'chumra, if it was a Midu Eitzel Nachri, because he can't be a Shliach. But he could. But he could, in fact, make a Shliach. And that's why it's permitted. Even if it wasn't given over to him, but it wasn't Natal B'nasim B'yad. They didn't hand it over to him. But the Gemara says, V'hadar Ravashi Barusi. That's a mistake. We want to say on this version of Ravashi, it's a mistake also. Maishna inu l'didon delay. What's the reason why they can't be a shliach? We can't make them. They can't function as our shliach to take off truma or for anything else. T'chziv atem. You gam atem l'rabbis shluchachem. To be marbit. To include your shluchem. Ma atem b'nei b'ris. Just like you have to be a member of Klal Yisrael, our shluchem, also your shliach has to be b'nei b'ris. So Anan Ledid Hunami, the same drasha also tells you that Anan, that they should make us a shliach, meaning that they have the power to appoint a shliach, Nami, ma'atem b'nei bris, just like we have to be b'nei bris comers, meaning so if you're not a member of Klal Yisrael, that's what we mean by b'nei bris over here, so then you cannot function as a shliach. So therefore, you cannot function as somebody who's designated a shliach. And therefore, it wouldn't make sense to say Himidu Eitzel Nachri is like the Nachri's making the other Yisrael a shliach to lend him money. But rather, it would seem like the Yisrael is giving him the loan directly, and it shouldn't be permitted to take interest. Elohad Ravashi Barusahi. But what Ravashi said is a mistake, and therefore you can't say that. So the Gemara rejected both versions of Ravashi. This concludes today's shir, three lines from the bottom on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis.